Good afternoon. Thank you all for being here tonight. Even knowing that Dan's going to be gone tonight and I'm going to be here, we have a few visitors here, and we thank you as well for being here. Tonight, I'm going to be speaking on the subject of the peace of God. A lot of people want to understand how to have peace. I think it's something that a lot of us search out in our lives to have peace within us. Everybody would probably agree that in life we have struggles, we have problems that arise around us and within us, and peace is something that we all search out from time to time. Now, to define peace, for me, it's kind of hard to explain exactly what peace is if I was to put it in my own words. I did look up what peace meant, a definition, and there's lots of different definitions of it, but the one I liked the most was freedom from disturbance. You know, in our life, when things get hectic on us, life's pressure gets on us, it's only natural for us to seek peace. I know for me, some days are tough, some are rougher than others. At the end of the day, what I like to do to seek peace is, there are some people that know this, but not a lot of people. I like to take a hot bath at the end of the day. My wife takes showers and I take baths, but that right there is a peaceful thing for me. And then once that bath is over, I get into bed, and I'll tell you, that's just a peaceful thing for me. I sleep and get rest for that. And that's what peace, the way that I can explain that to you. But I want to speak to you all tonight on the subject of the peace of God and the way God gives peace. He gives us peace in a different way. A lot of people may be enjoying his peace right now, and several do in this country. Several of you all in this congregation are enjoying God's peace. But many people may not have God's peace and are struggling in life, and they're falling to pieces. 2 Thessalonians 3:16 says, "Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times and in every way." If there's someone here this evening that are having hard times and are seeking that peace, I hope that this lesson tonight will shed some light on how you can receive God's peace, and it's a peace that only he can give. But we need to understand God's comfort and the comfort of Jesus's peace. But what is this peace? This peace is something that the world cannot give us. Several years ago, I was reading an article on Christian living. The author of this article said that living a Christian life is very simple. All you had to do was follow one principle, and that is let the peace of Christ dwell in your heart. That sounds simple enough. But what I read next after that wasn't so simple. The author went on to write and said that if you're going about your day and that sense of peace that you have leaves you, then you must have sinned or have some kind of sin in your life. He said that that sin will take away that peace that you have within you. I struggled with that from time to time. I would be going on about my day, and I would not feel that peace that I thought I should feel. So I figured there must be some sin in my life, and I'm not perfect, and I know that I sin from time to time. So I would search myself and find out what that sin was, and ask God for forgiveness. And the author said that he would restore that peace in me, but I could never get that peace within. It wasn't until later on in life when I got closer to God, I got more in God's word, that I realized that the peace that I was searching for wasn't the peace of God, but it was the peace that I wanted. It was the peace that Ben Rohn wanted. And no wonder I didn't have peace. This is a peace that the world cannot give, that I can't give myself, but only God can give it. My first point here is that this is the peace that the world cannot give. The world gives peace in a different way. It's temporary. It's not the sense of peace that God gives. We cannot have peace through the world. There is no greater wealth in this world than having peace of mind. There are many people here tonight that have peace of mind in different things. If I was to ask you to tie your shoe, you'd have peace of mind knowing that you can tie your shoe. But there are challenges and problems in our lives that we don't have peace of mind. God can give us that peace. The world will tell us that you can get peace, and these pills that are here behind me, a lot of people take. The world has all kinds of, or doctors and pharmacists can give you pills to take away the problems that you have. Valium, opioid, Xanax, hydrocodone. Lots of people take these pills to escape the problems that they're going to seek that peace that the world has to offer. A couple weeks ago, I was at a convenience store standing in line. There was this woman in front of me, and she was digging through her purse, and things were flying all over the counter and on the floor. And she looked back at me. She said, "Sir, I'm sorry." She goes, "I'm trying to get off of Xanax. I haven't taken it in 3 days. I'm about to flip out. I'm going crazy." You know, and I said, "That's okay, ma'am." But people search peace through these pills here, and when they get off of them, it's even worse. With God, all things are possible, and that's one thing we need to focus on, that there's not a problem in our life that God cannot handle. He can fix these problems. It's not pills that can fix it. The world says we can have peace if we have lots of money or wealth. If you have a lot of money, it'll give you happiness. If you had a lot of people struggle with money problems, and that takes away peace with them. You know, people will say that money buys happiness, and it probably does. You know, I like having money coming in my pocket instead of out of my pocket. I think everybody would agree with that. But just because you have things in life, that's not necessarily going to give you peace. A lot of people think, and I know when I was younger, and a lot of parents and grandparents tell their kids to study hard in school, go to college, get a job, make money, you won't have many problems. Well, that's not true. I know a lot of people with plenty of money that still have problems in their life. A couple weeks ago, I was talking with Dan. I think it was Dan that was telling me he did a Google search on the happiest countries in the world. And believe it or not, the United States wasn't one of them. You know, there were poor countries that were more happy. They were more peaceful than what we are here. And if you look at America, we have all kinds of opportunities and things here and wealth. We do. But there's no peace. There's not happiness in this world. The world will tell you if you had money, if you have things, that you can buy peace. Luke 12 says, "Man's life consisteth not of the things which he possesses." Alcohol is another issue that the world gives us. Many people turn to alcohol. Alcohol is a depressant, and if you drink a lot of it, you can forget a lot of things that are going on in your life. But those of you that have tried this before, you know that if you go out on a night of drinking, trying to drink your problems away, the next morning after you sober up and your hangover's gone, those problems are still there. They don't go away. They're a temporary fix. And a lot of times alcohol would add more problems to it. I like this quote here. "Life is not the way it's supposed to be. It is the way it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference." You see, life is not the way it's supposed to be because we think life should be a certain way. God knows how our life is going to start and how it's going to end. But we go out to our world and our life, and we think things are supposed to be a certain way, and they don't always come out that way. So therefore, we get upset about it. Now, sometimes it does. Sometimes it works out, but a lot of times it doesn't. Life is not going to be the way we think it should be. It is the way it is. It reminds me, I have a little cousin, and when he was like 3 or 4 years old, he got something for Christmas, and his mama was telling me this, that he already got 3 or 4 of them, and he really didn't like it. But he says, "You get what you get, and you don't throw a fit." And that's the kind of attitude we should have, because he already had it. It's not the way it's supposed to be, but it is the way it is. But here's the thing. It's the way that you cope or deal with it that makes a difference in our lives. We're all going to have problems. Those problems are going to come. I see things going on in the world. I turn on the news, and there's lots of things that I don't like. But it's just the way it is. And it does us no good to gripe and complain about it and stop paying taxes or move to another country. That's not the problem. It's how we deal with it from then on. Peace is something that only Jesus can give us. That's what we need to focus on. It's not the world. It's not beer. It's not pills. It's not money. Peace comes from Jesus. If we know Jesus, we know peace. If we don't have Jesus in our life, we will not have peace. When we put our problems, and we all have problems, I don't care who you are, we have problems, big or small, we have problems, and we need to put it in God's hands, and He puts peace in our hearts. John 14, 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid." You see, God sent His Son Jesus to this earth to teach us, but He paid the price for our sins. And He had to leave in order to give us this peace. He was resurrected so that we can have hope of going to heaven and not having to pay the price for our sins. He says, I give to you not as the world gives to you. Think about this. If Jesus didn't die on the cross for our sins, we would have to pay the price for our own sins. If we had to walk through each day knowing that we had to pay the price for our sin, that we were going to be crucified for that, there would be no peace in that. There would be no peace at all. So each day when you're having problems, when you're thinking about taking pills or drinking beer or whatever it may be to get that peace that the world offers to you, know that Jesus paid the ultimate sacrifice so that we can live forever. And that should give you peace. Christ's peace adds something to our life rather than subtracting something from it. It's a gift from God. When we try to take the peace that the world offers, we usually lose something in our lives. Paul writes in Romans 5:1, "Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into His grace in which we now stand." I want you to notice two things about this verse here, the past tense and the present. Have been justified with God. I mean, through faith. That means we've been made right in perfect standing with God. Jesus died for us so that we can have peace with God. God can bring peace to your past, purpose to your present, and hope to your future. Many people feel that they lived a bad past, lived a bad life, or grew up in a certain way that they can't live a Christian life or have that peace. And sadly to say, there are many people in this world. There may be some people here that had a bad childhood, that had bad parents, didn't come to church. But that can come to pass. God can give peace. I watched the movie, I Can Only Imagine, the other night. I know several of you here have watched that movie. It's a good movie. In that movie there had a good storyline, but one thing that the main thing about it was the guy's father, who had never gave his life to Christ, never had time for church, God gave him peace, which gave peace to his son and his family. You see, God can do a lot of things if you just allow Him. Allow God's peace to be in your life. "Fear not, for I am with you." Whatever problems that you may be going through, whatever struggles, whatever storms that may be coming around you, know that you're not alone in it. God is with you. "Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest." Joshua 1:9. John 16:33 says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." He forewarns us that we're going to have problems in our life. But He has done this so that we can grow and have peace in our lives. Remember that Jesus has overcome the world. We have that peace in Him that we can overcome the problems in our lives. The Bible tells us that our trials and difficulties are for a purpose. When we have problems in our life, some give up on life. Some turn to pills. Some turn to alcohol. And they never get over that. They never get back up on their feet. We're going to have problems, and everything that we have has a purpose. Sometimes God calms the storm. Sometimes He lets the storm rage and calms His children. You know, reading this, I'm reminded of a time that I helped a family plan a funeral service for their young child. They had a young child that was tragically killed, and we were planning the funeral arrangements for their child. And y'all can imagine that losing a child is probably one of the most difficult things that you go through. It is. It's a tough, tough situation there. And I've buried several of them over the years that I've done this. But this particular family here, and there's been many others like this, but I remember talking with them and helping them through this. And one of the things that I do is try to comfort them and try to help them to get through it, start the grieving process, and to move on in life. I asked them how they were doing, and they both at the same time says, "We're at peace." And I'm thinking, you know, you just lost your child. How can you be at peace? You know, I've seen mothers and fathers curse God, get mad, kick things, throw things. And that's a natural thing. I don't blame them for doing that. But for someone to say I'm at peace, that really stuck with me because I know that they were believers in Christ. And only God can give you that peace. Only God can give you that peace. If God can do that for them, he can do a lot of things for our smaller problems in life. Sometimes he allows things to happen around us, but he calms us. We all look at situations around the world and say, "Oh, I feel so sorry for them. I feel so sorry. I don't know what I'd do in that situation." Well, God's peace can get us through that. Thirdly and lastly, it's a peace that we don't always understand, nor can we explain. Just like that situation there. You can't explain that. You don't understand how God's peace gives you. It's hard to explain. It's hard to explain how you feel about certain things, but God's peace is a good thing. You got to keep faith, and God will keep providing. Once you lose faith in God, you won't have peace. You will not have peace. Problems are only opportunities for us. As I said earlier, a lot of people see problems as a way to get out. You know, something arises in their life, it's a stumbling block. They quit, they give up. But problems are opportunities for us to keep going. We have to learn to accept God's peace in the midst of our problems. When things don't go our way, when life isn't the way we think it should be or supposed to be, we've got to accept God's peace, and that will get us through our problems. Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, "To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven." There's a season and a purpose for everything that goes in our lives. We've got to accept that whatever's going on in our lives, there's a purpose. If things are going good in our lives, there's a purpose for it. Again, Paul writes in 5:1, "Therefore, I have, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." That is the peace of God. That's what God gives us. "And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in one body, and be thankful." That article that I mentioned that I read several years ago, the author said, hey, let the peace of Christ rule in your heart. Living a Christian life is simple. That's true, and it is simple. If we allow the peace of Christ to rule in our hearts and not search for the peace that we think we should have, for that feeling of rest that we think we could have. If we allow God's peace in our hearts, we can be called in one body. Psalms 4:8 says, "I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety." As I mentioned earlier, one of the peaceful things I like to do is get in my bed at night and sleep. And once I get in that bed, I only need about 6 hours of sleep, and I sleep good most of the time. It's a peaceful thing. Lots of things go on in our lives, and I think many of you agree. Most of you sleep pretty good. Some of y'all probably don't. Y'all probably got that jumping leg syndrome, but that might keep you up. But I sleep good, and I'm at peace. This scripture right here says that you can have that same sense of peace every day in your life, and I rely on this peace to get me through each day. You know, people ask me, how can I do what I do each day? How can I keep dealing with it? Well, it's the peace of God. And many of you are experiencing that peace, but there some people may not have experienced that peace. 1 Peter 1:6-7 says, Though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes even through refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Peter revealed something here. He says that you are going to have to suffer for a while. You're going to have trials. You're going to have problems in your life. But it's only for your good to have greater faith in God to have peace. In the midst of our problems, when things don't go our way, we need to keep our eye on Jesus. Don't look for peace that the world offers. Don't look for peace that you seek. Keep your eye on Jesus. Focus on Him and His plan for you and His promises for you, and He will give you peace. That takes steps. It takes steps to have peace with God, and it's available for us. Jeremiah 33:6 says, I will heal my people, and He will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. But you must become a child of God to enjoy the peace that Christ gives. If you're not a Christian, you can't have this peace. It is only for Christians, and you've got to become a child of God to get it. Becoming a Christian is simple, just as living a Christian life is simple. Now, people will tell you, and it is true, that once you become a Christian, you're going to have the devil attacking you, trying to get you back. That's going to happen. But the only way you can get away from that is to have peace and to know God. And becoming a Christian is a simple too. Accept Jesus as the Son of God, be baptized for the remission of sins, and continue in faithfulness to God. Perhaps there's someone here tonight that has been struggling with problems in their life. They're having problems day in and day out. They're tired, they're weary, and they're searching for a peace. Maybe you've been searching in the wrong place. God's peace is available to you. If there's someone here tonight that may not be a Christian, this is the first step to get that peace. David has selected a song of encouragement, and as we typically do here, we invite you to come forward, and you can get that peace tonight. Maybe you are a Christian. Maybe you've got problems in your life, and you've been searching in the wrong places like many of us do. It happens. You know, we search for peace in the wrong places, and you want God's peace in your life. We'll be glad to pray for you here as a church family and restore that peace in you. I hope that you enjoyed the lesson tonight. I hope that you got some understanding of God's peace. If y'all will be standing for our